I think it's been solid. I think there's room for improvement. You know, I think individually we can improve in some areas. Some playing well against the run. Some moving around, rushing the passer a little bit, and they can make improvements in their game. But overall, I think it's been pretty solid from the young guys that they're showing that they're going to be somebody that we can lean on and compete in this division. Well, when I first got here and met with Danny, and talked to him about the whole season, the off season and everything. He's done everything that I've asked him to do, from his diet to approach in the weight room in the off season. And it's all showed up. You know, he's been a professional all the way through. And through a tough season, and the guy's, if not the best run player in the league, he's one of the top guys in the run. And the thing that we continue to talk to him about is the improvements he can make. Now he's got to take the next step and be able to put more pressure and affect the quarterback, you know. And so, but he's done a great job, an outstanding job. He's kept his training regime up, during the season too. He's done a great job with his diet, and that's not easy for a big man. I've been around a lot of big guys in this league, and it's not easy. And so, first thing he did was get his mind right, and it's all showed up, and he's played. He had a great year. I am really excited about Emmanuel's future. You know, he's been a little bit unlucky here lately. He's gotten to the quarterback, and not being his fault, he's not gotten him on the ground. Sacks are a lot of times way overrated, but he has been affecting the quarterback. And every single game, he's really not had a game he didn't affect the quarterback in some way. So he continues to learn, continues to grow, continues to learn in the weight room and learn how to be a pro. And if he continues on the path he's on, it's not going to be for long. I think this guy's going to be somebody that is going to be known throughout the league. And talking to other coaches when they come in, they've seen him, they've watched him improve, and we're excited about where he is. Carl's a guy that's going to fight and battle every snap, and he does it every day in the meeting room, every day in practice. That's just the way he's built. And it's a shame because during the off season he had a groin or calf or whatever it was that set him back. And then he came in and really had a really good game right there until he broke his hand in the end of it. And he's another one. If he continues on the path he's on, those are two bright spots as far as with this team and in a tough year that have fought their way through it. And we don't have a whole lot of veterans in that room, and they've shown leadership themselves, being a rookie, and so we're excited about him also.